Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on Luzelba Gittens. Date of birth 2/25/1977. Date of procedure November 17, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold for DO. Referring doctor is Dr. Mukit Siddiqui. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. Next line, and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, indications, abdominal, delete that, bloating, comma, GERD, comma, history of esophagitis, comma, bright red blood perrectum, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as the malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, restrained, and anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the subject, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, and esophagus. Period. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardia. Period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period, a digital rectal exam with normal period, or well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex view was obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston Power Prep score was 4 with a Boston Power Prep score of 6, 1-3-3. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Next line, findings. Next line, at upper endoscopy, next line, number one. Overall, the esophagus appeared unremarkable. The Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. There was gastric erythema noted that was, and biopsies were obtained of the gastric body and antrum for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there were multiple subcentimeter gastric body polyps. Comma three appeared larger than 1 centimeter, and these were removed with cold snare polypectomy and retrieved. Next line. There was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion, comma. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained in the duodenum to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston Power Prep score was 6, 1-2-3, with poor prep overall, especially in the right side, period. Attempts were made to lavage and suction this area. Unfortunately, the stool was sticky and adherent, limiting some visualization, particularly the right side of the colon, period. There was evidence of diminutive transverse colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sessile descending colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps that were diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, small grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding were visualized. Next line, there was diverticulosis on the left side. Next line, plan. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in a year due to poor prep, particularly on the right side. Next line, there was no evidence of any bleeding on my exam, period. If further bleeding continues, may consider annual suppositories for the hemorrhoids noted. Period. If patient is anemic, may consider pillocam as well. Next line.